You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
I may have actually set up my very first Zoom meeting. I just sent a link to Graham's Gmail account. If this works, this is incredible.
Oh!
My holidays.
I'm sorry. I've just set up a Zoom link.
On my holidays.
Graham.
Log in to Zoom when I'm on my holidays. Can't a man enjoy himself?
Graham, I just set up my very first meeting. Now, let me check your levels.
Well, you've definitely done this before.
No, I've never done this before. And if I said it last week, I lied. It was actually Sean that set it up for me. Now, let's hear your levels, Graham, because I want them to sound good.
Hello. I am here on Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast.
Oh, you sound good.
On my holidays, but it's okay because I do this for you. I do this for you, you seven people listening.
Bro.
Don't you worry. You will get content on a weekly basis. Don't you worry about that.
You, sir, are a fountain of health. Dear Lord, you look incredible.
I look a bit red now, but I actually look great, if I do say so myself. And I don't mean to boast, but I have such a great tan. Now, the lighting does nothing for me in this room. Absolutely nothing. So you can't really enjoy it as much as it should be. Nah. But, Jesus, I'm up there. I'm Nathan O'Reilly tan of about 4 to 5 weeks ago.
Are you red in the face because of the alcohol?
No, I actually didn't drink too much. I'm red in the face because I'm just out of the shower. Hit a sick gym this morning on my holidays, but don't worry about it. I left in time so I could be ready for the Little Big Podcast, even though we're 15 minutes late. But don't worry, you're not eating into my holiday time.
It's a real honor to have you on the podcast.
It's an honor to be asked.
I have many questions, okay?
I'm going to be the
captain of this ship. You are in safe hands, my friend. You are sat at the back being fed grapes, and from time to time we'd love an answer from you.
Okay, Captain.
Graham, you seem distracted. You're not paying attention.
I'm not. I'm maximizing the screen so I can see everyone better because it was small. I'm holding the microphone as well.
What do you think of the webcam that we're using?
Oh, shit. Nathan's in the bin bag and the light is so bad.
Man, you're annoyed.
Like, I've been gone for about 6 months.
Man, I feel like I haven't seen you in so long.
It's mental, honestly. I was saying to Claire there, like, this holiday, it feels like we've been gone for about a month. It was only 6 days we were.
That's
we were
brilliant. I'm telling you, the 2 weeks, it does the world a good.
So I'm only halfway through my holidays.
Graham, did you listen to last week's episode?
Do you know what?
I fucking knew you wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't. You have to listen to that episode.
What am I supposed to listen to?
You're driving home from Kinsale.
I was on my holiday. And I was listening to the Sunday paper review on News Talk. That's what I like. I know. I probably should have. Let me take off my hat now because I think.
So you've no idea of how last week went?
I've no clue. Would you like to tell me or do you want me to listen?
No.
I will listen this week. Because you know what? I completely forgot to listen. I forgot about it altogether. Do you know what? You told me to switch off and I switched off. And I was listening to the Tommy and Hector podcast in the gym there. When I got home, I realized I probably should have listened to the Little Big Podcast in the gym there as opposed to another one. But can I just say, I know we're big fans of repping other people's podcasts.
Yeah, go on.
This podcast this week is probably one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to. It's the Sao Carlo one, they called it. But it's Hector's first one since his brother passed. And he had to go over to Copenhagen to collect the body. It is one of the best pieces of audio I've ever heard in my life. And I saw Will Leahy from RTE tweet saying something along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing his tweet here now, but something along the lines of, I often thought that the Tommy and Hector and Larissa podcast was one of the best Irish podcasts. But he says, I actually think after this week's episode, it's one of the best pieces of Irish media that there is. And I was like, oh, geez, I have to listen to this, because I was a big fan at the beginning. But then, you know yourself, Nathan, you go through stages of listening to people's podcasts and you kind of consume yourself and it's all you listen to at one stage. And then you go, okay, I need a bit of a break. And that was me with the Tommy, Hector and Larissa podcast. But I went in this morning. Oh my God. There was a point when I started crying in the gym, but then I also nearly dropped the weights because it was also so funny. They've got the perfect blend. Actually, do you know what? Stop listening to this.
What are you doing?
Stop it right now.
What are you doing?
Switch this shit off.
Man, last week...
What am I going to do? I'm going to talk about probably the food I ate in Cork.
I want to know...
Nothing from this podcast.
I want to know that last week is going to make you cry. It's very emotional myself. Like,
well, actually...
No, not at all. It's a great episode.
Well, listen, I actually completely forgot about listening until... The whole, I know it's about Shane was on.
Oh,
I know.
Graham, Shane sounded so good, and he said it was thanks to you. He bought a microphone.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. He said that he contacted you about buying a microphone and you recommended, and he was using that, and he sounded great.
Which one did he buy? Did he buy the one I have here, the Blue Yeti?
I think so, yeah. I didn't ask. It's a bit too technical.
I think it was Shane must have contacted me on Twitter a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I linked him this microphone that I'm speaking into. So, do you know what? Don't tell me, Nate Dog. I'm going to listen this week.
Oh,
I'll
you're a good man. Now,
I'll find out for myself.
Just very quickly about that Tommy episode. Yeah. Not to sound like the Daily Mail or anything, but do we know how the brother passed away, or was that just kept secret?
Yes, there was a medical name for it, but I can't remember. But basically, where there's a calcium buildup in your arteries.
Ah.
But he was super fit. So he ran every day, went to the gym every day, but apparently it's in Hector's family.
Oh, that's terrible.
So he was
terrible.
Saying how he has to get checked out now and the kids are getting checked out and all that. But it's genetics, baby. It's genetics. No
can't
matter how
really,
fit you are,
yeah.
Unfortunately, if it's in your genetics, you can be screwed.
Okay, baby. Well, look, you're on the podcast. You're refreshed.
Baby.
Let's take it from the very beginning, your holiday.
Well, let's take it back. No, let's take it back.
Oh, well, I actually spoke...
The Morgan.
I spoke about it in last week's introduction, if you listened, but I did touch on a few things. Our double date in the Morgan Hotel, and then go into the hurling the next day.
Well... I'll find out about the hurling again. What make of the double date? Because I know that you were saying you were overthinking it on the podcast. Deep down, I thought you were only messing. But you did seem a bit nervous on your way down.
I was tense.
Why was that? I see you every single day.
I was tense.
You see nobody, and I see nobody more than me and each other.
I know.
So, the different setting, was it?
Different setting and a different person beside me. It's a cocktail of things. Yeah, you just don't know how it's going to go. Like, a double date can sometimes feel very forced. Yay?
No. I don't go on many.
Yeah, I don't go on many.
On holidays. I don't go on many. Not that I... It just doesn't happen.
It doesn't really happen.
I do like to play the jester and say I won't go on a double date, but I will go for drinks with another couple.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the term double date. It's kind for me, double date is akin to the fear.
Something that recently... Recently you did say you had the fear, though.
No, I said I had anxiety after drinking. I don't have the fear. I have the fear. You don't have the fear. And then the fear gets thrown around about, oh, I was drinking last night. I've got the fear. You don't. You don't at all. Who's at the door? I see you looking.
Oh, it's Nick K. He needs to let me breathe, God damn it. I'm seeing him too much. Piss off. Piss off.
Can we record this promo for Volkswagen returning in on the show?
Graham, I was very happy with the double date. I think it was a lot of fun. What I said to the listener last week was I was happy how it ended very organically. You know, there was an ending in sight, the way the bar closed and, well, nothing we can do here. What a splendid evening. Everyone have a good time.
Now, you would be more angsty about making conversation and stuff like that. where my thought process is, I'm on a night out, I want to relax.
You're a reactor.
Yeah. So, but I don't think I'm a lazy conversationalist on a night out. I just don't push out random shit for the sake of it. Now, how did you find my demeanor in terms of, because I knew there was a time where you were talking, and I was just laying back. And I thought in my head, he's definitely thinking, he's fucking being lazy here now, O'Toole. And I was thinking, O'Reilly's thinking that, but I'm on a night out here. I'm not trying to make conversation. So there was a moment there. And
there was a moment. You were slouched back. In fairness, you gave a good anecdote at the very beginning to get the ball going. You went, guys, you missed what happened there. Me and Claire had a little bit of a disagreement over our seating. I went, beautiful. You're starting the conversation. What can we get from this conversation? This topic may lead to other topics. And I think we touched on many things throughout the night. I really enjoyed, I don't know if we're allowed to say, but at one point we were speaking about pet detectives. There's a missing cat on the loose. And are we allowed?
Yeah. Well, we were interested in the fact that there's a profession where someone is a cat detective.
Yes.
It's an interesting profession, and I suppose there's a job out there for everybody. But I want to discuss with the listener as well what you were talking about with the first anecdote, because Claire surprisingly went against me in this when usually she'd be all for this. And I'm still fathomed to understand why she went against me in this, because everyone I say it to was in my court. And it's a very un-me thing to do. And it's a very thing that people go, you probably should be stepping up to the plate a little bit more. And I took this opportunity to step up to the plate. So we were sat down at a table. Nathan and Claire and I got there first, and we sat down to the table. And it was a table where it was just four seats, no couches. I saw there was a few couches. You know, you got the couch on one side, chairs on the other. This one, just two chairs the other side. But we were plonked right in front of the kitchen. And it was one of the open kitchens where the chefs were just looking out. And the chefs obviously weren't busy at this time, because myself and Claire were just staring right into their souls as they were just waiting for food to cook. And I said, this could get a little bit uncomfortable. One, because the chefs just keep staring out and we're the only people in their eye line. And two, the waiters will just keep coming back and forth amongst us. So when the fellow who sat us down came over to us again to kind of say we were all right, he offered it up. He said, are you happy in this table, or would you like to move to this table behind? Obviously, in his head, there's previous, because perhaps that people don't like this table, thus him offering us up the movement. So I said, I would love to, yes. And Claire goes, what? No, we're fine. And I go, oh no, he offered to move us back. Let's go back, a much more comfortable table out of the way. And Claire was kind of standing there awkwardly. So I just got up. I was like, I'm not going to have this conversation. I'm just going to get up and move.
That's very un-Graham.
Un-Graham. I thought in my head, I'll deal with the consequences later. And then Claire was like, well, what about COVID? And what about they have to clean it? I go, you should let them clean it. This place is half empty. They think, Wipe. Done. Less than 10
now,
seconds.
You did say half empty. I would say the perfect atmosphere. And if you want to have the
Morgan
perfect
Hotel.
Night.
What an establishment.
If you want to have the perfect night, there's no better place than the Morgan Hotel in Temple Bar.
No better. Yeah, damn right. But I tell you, I did take that attitude and I brought it to Cork.
Where are we getting this attitude? It's like you are just covered in semen, rhino semen or something. Testosterone is pumping throughout your body. Is this a new thing? Clearly it is.
I don't know, really, to be honest. I don't know where it's come from. I think at times I've been very happy to sit back.
Passive.
And just like, and passive. And just going to go, whatever. And I just felt like, will we change it? More so for myself, a bit of crack. So as opposed to just sitting back and not asking questions, this is how it usually works. Claire will ask a question. Claire will say something along the lines, let me think of an example. We were walking around the market and Claire said, and we just got there and we'd only eaten. And Claire was looking around at the food market. I'd love to come for lunch here, but we were going somewhere else and we'd have to come back and stuff like that. We're going on a walk. He goes, I'd love to come for lunch here. I wonder what time they close at. Now, usually I'd go, I don't know. And it's kind of just walk around and we'll just deal with it. She said that. I went directly up to a man who was making necklaces. And I said, excuse me, sir, what time do you close at? And he goes, oh, roughly around 2. I go, thank you. I turn, 2. I don't know why. I just.
Well, this is brilliant.
And happened in a few other ones as well, where usually, oh yeah, so a lot of the stuff you'll know yourself when you're going on holidays in a few weeks is, do they take bookings or don't they take bookings or are they walking? Now, this seems like a very simple thing, but in our relationship, Claire is the one on holidays just gets shit done.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for it. As I always say, the roles are, I'll drive you everywhere, but you can look after everything else, because she prefers it that way anyway. And she follows the influencers. She knows what to do in these
We
areas.
All follow them. It's hard not to.
I don't follow them. I don't care for
we
them.
We all follow them. And you should also...
I don't care for what they do. But as a byproduct of them doing things, I get to do them as well. Yeah, so I suppose I have to be grateful for them in that.
We should all follow them. And you should also follow the Morgan Hotel's Instagram.
Gotta say, what an Instagram. And it's just simple things that I usually... Claire would walk up to a place and goes, oh, that place looks lovely. Oh, but I don't know if they take bookings or not. And usually I'd go, yeah, don't know either. But without saying anything, I just go, excuse me, are you walking or do you take bookings? 8:30. And they were like, oh, we're just walking. I go, but would you usually be busy around 8:30? So will we come and walk in? And they were like, oh, I couldn't tell. You couldn't tell us. No worries. Well done. Great job.
What? Wait, we need to dissect this. Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
When did the change happen?
I don't know. I suppose maybe it was in my head of I have to maybe take a little bit of the burden off Claire, because she does do everything. I mean, she books the trips. She makes a schedule. And maybe a little bit comes from the fact that I actually do nothing, bar drive, get drive to where I'm told.
Do you think she ever said that to you?
No, I see. I think she enjoys it.
Yeah,
I do. But the way, like, this is her expertise. Do you know what I mean? So if she wants to know who Liverpool are playing at the weekend, she'll come to me. But if I want to know what to do in a place, I'll go to her. I know she follows the Instagrammers, she follows the Roz Purcells, she follows, I don't know their names, and she knows, oh, they went to this place, they went to this restaurant, they did this thing on that day, so we'll do that. I follow Virgil van Dijk. I know when he's coming back from injury. I follow James Milner. I follow Jordan Henderson. I follow all the pages. So if Claire's like, is Jordan Henderson going to sign a new contract? I go, I don't know. FSG are dragging their feet. Atletico Madrid and PSG seem to be interested, so I'll be very worried. So that's kind of how the relationship works with both of us. But I suppose I've just kind of stepped up more to the place and just kind of, what can I control? I can control. I'm in a position. She asks a question. I go and just do it, so she doesn't have to.
And you're asking the questions with such confidence and conviction.
Yeah. And I don't know why I don't know. Yeah.
Is she a fan of when you receive your answer and she definitely can hear the answer as well as she's standing beside you, and then you say, 2:00. They're closed at 2:00. Does she enjoy that bit as well? A bit of comedic effect?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think she thinks I'm passing away soon, so I'm trying to get everything out of the way. I think she thinks that there's definitely some terminal illness or something going on.
That you're not saying.
She's like, why are you dying? Are you dying or something like that? Why is this new Graham? Where is he coming from? Maybe it's the thing because I'm turned 30. Maybe. That could be it. I'm an old soul. But I did remember that when we were in the Morgan Hotel, you've been to Kinsale before, and we did Skull and we did Bantry as well. But
what's the one thing I said to you in Kinsale? What's the one thing?
Get steak.
Well, yeah, that too. But also there's a place.
Go to the Spaniard.
The Spaniard, man. Spaniard pub. And it warmed my heart. Didn't it warm my cockles when I saw an Instagram of that Claire put up and just you two enjoying yourself in the Spaniard.
In the Spaniard.
So tell me all about Kinsale.
Well, I want to go through, because I know this is a topic close to your heart, and I know people who listen to the Little Bit podcast understand my plain palate. So I would, and you said to me, you pleaded with me, go, come on, Graham, like try steak, try, just don't be trying the burgers all the time when you go to Kinsale. So I've tried to remember every meal I've had on the holiday.
Oh, amazing.
And I just wanted to get your opinion on the meals I had.
I love this. I love chatting about food. I genuinely do.
So we get to Kinsale. A dinner is around I've already forgotten.
And sorry, wait, Graham, not to cut you off, because I know you got your vaccine shot that morning. Did you feel fine?
I felt fine driving down. The next morning, Now, this is the thing I don't know. I felt a little bit nauseous in my stomach, but I don't know if that's because I had a few pints that night.
Hmm.
Or if it's because I... Because I've got a bad stomach, you know that. And if I go on holidays, because my eating routine is all over the place, I have to eat... I don't have to eat at specific times, but it just helps that I have my breakfast at such a time, lunch at such a time, and dinner at such a time. But when I'm on holidays, because that gets distorted and pulled all over the place, and you're having breakfast, you mightn't have lunch and all that kind of stuff, my stomach feels sick, and I've gone to the toilet a lot more, and sometimes I feel a bit nauseous.
Graham.
So I don't know if it was that, or if I don't know if it was the vaccine. But I felt fine after. It's a bit of a sore arm, but that was only lasted a few hours, and I felt grand after.
I think I may have spread a vicious lie there the other day, saying that you take Imodium every day. Is that true?
No.
Oh, well, I told Sean that. I said, do you see this here?
That's a classic. That's a classic you story now, spreading shit.
I said, Graham takes Imodium every day for his stomach.
I take a tablet every day for my stomach, but it's not Imodium.
It's not Imodium.
Esomeprazole.
Okay.
Esomeprazole.
Oh, sorry.
Regulates my stomach acid.
You'll have to clear that up.
One second, just got a message here. I'm looking for the schedule, because if I look at Claire's schedule, I'll then know exactly what I had in these places, because I can't. It's tough to remember things. Oh, please say she put the restaurants in. Yes. Okay. Boom. You ready for this?
Yeah, go on, man.
Okay. So we landed in Kinsale around 3 o'clock, gorgeous. 2 or 3 o'clock. And we were hungry, so dinner wasn't until 8:30. So we said, you know what, we'll go get a big lunch now. So 3:30, do you know the pub Jim Edwards?
Don't know it.
Right in the middle of Kinsale, proper pub grub.
Gorgeous.
So I looked at the menu and I saw chicken Caesar salad. I go, oh, that looks gorgeous. Now, sun is beaming down. I saw lasagna. I go, well, that'd be nice. But I ordered the burger with bacon and cheese.
You ordered a burger?
I ordered the burger with bacon and cheese.
Let's hope we're not beginning how we mean to go on.
And notoriously, I only get burgers anywhere I go. And people say, oh, would you not try something different? I said, I am trying something different. I'm trying different burgers everywhere. So that's something different. It's not the same burger everywhere. Everywhere has a different burger.
It's a different burger bun.
Go on.
It's a different burger bun. When we were in the Morgan Hotel, it was a different color.
I didn't like that.
You did like it. You said it was the best burger you've ever tried. Shout out to
the
Morgan.
I said it was the best burger I ever had. So I had the burger there, and I said, you know, I just need to fill myself up, because Claire said we're going to a place tonight that I mightn't enjoy. So Claire's big fear on this holiday was she was booking the places to eat, but her fear was she was booking places with food I wouldn't like. So her plan was to fill me up during the day.
So you don't have to.
I would like.
So you don't have to eat that much in the evening time.
So when it gets the evening time, I'm not ravenous, and that I won't care that much. I'm like, sure, I'll just get a small little thing here, and if I don't eat it, I don't eat it. So the first day of the holiday was one of those days. So Claire goes, she suggested the burger. She goes, I think you should get the burger. And get chips as well, you know. And you could get the desserts here as well. I go, Claire, it's fucking 3:30 in the day. I'm not going to get it. She goes, there's loads of ice cream parlors. I go, it's okay. I will eat in this place tonight. She goes, oh, Jesus. I don't know if you're going to eat. Oh, fuck. I go, don't worry about me. I want nobody to worry about me this holiday. So I got the burger in my... didn't feel great after it. Doesn't feel great eating a burger at 3:30 in the day.
And were you having pints?
I had two pints of Heineken.
And you probably should
Lovely Heineken.
You should probably give a shout out to Rockshore. I saw that they sent you out some free merch.
Oh, cheers. I also saw they sent out free merch to other people, and there was definitely two grades of merch, and I got the lesser quality merch.
Oh,
but
Graham.
We'll talk about that.
Graham, come on now. You're letting yourself down.
Rockshore have to work a little bit harder for me these days, to be honest. About the amount of work I did for Rockshore back when they were startup. And now what do I get? Oh, you get the same as everyone else, if not less quality.
Yeah. Graham, now you might be having representatives of Rockshore listening to this. Behave yourself.
They don't pay me, so it's fine. So then we went to a place called, well, anything with, you know what I like? If it's called, say you've got a place, Nathan, it's called Nathan's Gastro Pub. You know, that's me.
Yeah.
What if it's Nathan's Wine Bar? You know we're in trouble.
What was it?
If it's a wine bar, we're in trouble.
Was it a wine bar?
Ain't getting a burger in a wine bar.
No.
So I sat down, looked at the menu.
What was it called, Graham?
Crew. C-R-U.
Okay.
Write it down. Oh, look at this guy. He's writing it down. He loves a wine bar. Give him some red wine. Let those teeth be stained red for the night. C-R-U. It's actually, well, we'll get to it. Looked at the menu. It was chili beef noodle with
something
lime and lemon.
Oh, this and is brilliant. Was
lamb meatballs with bloody blah blah blah.
Oh, this looks so nice.
And then there was cauliflower and lentil curry with potato.
Oh, with rice. Gorgeous.
And I got the cauliflower and lentil curry.
Why would you do that?
Vegetarian.
Oh, here we go. Did we watch that documentary the night before? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes.
Game Changers, that says going vegan makes your penis bigger and makes you last longer in bed. So I said, I'll take some of the vegetarian, please. Let me tell you, I sat down, it came out. Because I remember I have previous with lentil curries. I remember that place Leon in Temple Bar sent in a lentil curry one lunchtime and I had it and it was gorgeous. I sat down, I ate it. It was phenomenal.
Oh, really?
Didn't miss the meat. Cauliflower, was picking around the cauliflower at the beginning. I was like, oh, I don't really like cauliflower. But because the curry sauce was so nice, I fucking gobbled it up.
Graham.
It unbelievable.
Why didn't you go for the spiced lamb meatballs with lemon and herb hummus, feta crumble served with hand-cut chips?
I don't know what I feel about lamb with meatballs. I like lamb. I like roast lamb. But I don't know how I'd like them in a meatball. What? I was thinking about going about that. But you know, I said, why not go for the lentil curry?
Fair play to you.
And I wasn't feeling that great that day. I don't know if it was because of the vaccine or if it was because I had the burger earlier on. So I actually only nursed one bottle of beer for like an hour and a half. Because I didn't know, I wasn't feeling that great. So I didn't want anything heavy. And I was like, do you know what? The curry was really fine. Had the curry. Unbelievable.
What did Claire go for?
She went for the same.
Did she?
Yeah.
And was there any room for dessert?
I didn't get dessert because there was like meringue and tiramisu. I was like, where I stop. I'm like, I'll go for a brownie. But I also wasn't feeling that great. My stomach wasn't in the
best shape. You just paint a picture for our friends listening to this. Kinsale, it's a fairy tale, isn't it?
It is. A fairy tale where you're sitting on a road and a truck is just going by your elbow.
No, it's not.
Saw off a piece of cauliflower.
What?
I know it wasn't.
What do you think of the colourful?
The streets are very narrow.
Yeah, the streets are so narrow.
All the shop fronts are all painted like bright colours.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And it's a really pretty town. If it's like, as I described to Claire, it's like Westport on acid.
Yeah.
Like Westport is such a touristy town. Kinsale, a little bit smaller than Westport, but a lot prettier. And Westport's a pretty town.
Do you know, I always said it was like Lewisburg on crystal meth.
Yes. No, Lewisburg is on crystal meth. Lewisburg is the crystal meth hole. I know, only messing. But not really. Everything's closing down in Lewisburg. Can somebody who has been fronting the tourism campaign in Kinsale, Lahinch, Doolin, Westport, please go to Lewisburg, because Lewisburg has so much potential and it really annoys me. It annoys me so much.
What does Lewisburg have, though?
It's got the surf. It's got the beaches. It's got the camping areas. It's got nice pubs. It's got so much. Lewisburg is the same size as Skull.
But Graham, what about the Mental Mile?
Oh, the Mental Mile, we would ask people to stay away from there. The Mental Mile isn't a great place now, but you actually do have to go through the Mental Mile to get to.
Oh, there you go.
To get to Doolin, which is very scenic. All right, day two.
Day two, give it to me.
Day two, we're booked into Man Friday.
I've been there. Friday? Yeah, we're booked in for our first night there.
right beside the Spaniard. It's like they've got this outdoor terrace, which is above Kinsale, looking down on the harbour. It's like you're in Greece. Oh, what's this? Ring, ring. Oh, Claire's phone's ringing. Hello? Oh, sorry, we're cancelling your booking because we're waiting till indoor dining is beginning. Yeah.
Oh, no.
They cancelled the booking.
Are you serious?
So we had to find an alternative. So there's a place called, you know, the Bullman?
Yep.
So the Bullman is about a half an hour walk from Kinsale Town, but it's across the harbour. And it's a notorious gastro pub. Very excited to go there. We tried to ring. Don't take bookings.
Okay.
So you have to get there early. Are you writing all this down?
Yeah, this is good information.
Bullman didn't take bookings. It was probably one of the hottest days of the day. So we said, you know, we'll be ready. We left the house. We didn't usually go for dinner now till about half eight. But we were trying to get out there about between six and half six, because we heard if you get there, you can have a drink on the wall and you can queue up and then we'll get you a table. So we got out there about 20 past six, walked out there, sweating. Yeah. The sweat was dripping from our back. You'd put on the sun cream and it would sweat straight off you. Walking over there, get up there, say, oh, geez, a bit busy here. And it's this place, so it's a bright orange pub. It looks out onto the harbour, but the opposite side of Kinsale Town. It's a bit of a car park in front of you, but that's half of that's been transformed into seating. You've got a little ramp that goes down into a small little beach. People are out swimming, paddleboarding. It was a beautiful atmosphere. We went up. Can we grab two drinks? Heineken and a glass of Chardonnay, please.
Oh.
Heaven on earth. And can we also get a table whenever you're ready? Sorry. All the tables are booked up for the entire night.
Oh, jeez. Well, I don't know why.
Write that down, Nathan. Write that down.
Why am I writing down these places that are all booked out?
So we stayed there for a few drinks. We tried to call a few places. Like, our backup was the hotel because we were staying in a Trident hotel. And that was nice. But we said, you know what? We'll ring the Spaniard because the Spaniard's on the walk back. And rang them. Don't take bookings. Walk in only.
Okay, so that's good.
Good. Well, not really.
Well, can you be like, what's going on around you? Are there any spare seats if we make it down there?
No, because we were going to stay there for a couple of drinks. And we said about 8 o'clock and said, we can't tell. We're not taking bookings. So we walked the Spaniard for about 8 o'clock. And there was a couple in front of us. And they were like, oh, well, you can take a seat there and we'll sort out some table for you. Should be about 5 or 10 minutes. And we were next. And they go, sorry, it's going to be another 20 minutes, half an hour till we get a table. And there's nowhere for you to sit. So we're like, fuck.
Are you starving?
Not really, because we're having big lunches. So then we were walking back to the hotel. But as we were walking back, someone grabbed us and they go, we're leaving in 5 minutes if you want to wait. And the other couple had already been seated. So we were like, okay. And we looked at the waiter and they were like, yeah, yeah, sit down there. When they move, we'll do a switcheroo. So we ordered. Now, the Spaniard, it's very basic food here now. Yeah, so you can't judge me on this one. Like, Claire got chicken goujons and chips and I got a chicken burger, but I didn't get the beef burger. So
fair play to you.
What is your opinion on me getting a chicken burger? Because I was shouting, look at this. Another dinner, didn't get a burger. Claire goes, you did get a burger. It's a chicken burger. I go, chicken burgers aren't actually burgers. They're just chicken in the bread. A burger is only a beef burger. Thoughts?
I'm thinking I commend you for trying to adapt. And I think, you know, the fact that you didn't go beef, we're showing glimpses of we're trying to make an effort. We're trying to change. So you get a point from me.
Point from you. Thank you very much. Now, Wednesday, food-wise, was the big day. This was the one.
Just before you go on, can I ask, were you booking places for lunch or were these walk-ins?
No, lunch is fine. Lunch is fine. Lunch is fine. I'm glad I could join the podcast today so Nathan get all the tips for his holiday.
Yeah.
Nathan is going to Kinsale, by the way, in 2 weeks.
Good reset. I didn't reset that.
Yeah, Nathan is going to Kinsale in 2 weeks. So, Wednesday was the big one. Claire was worried. I was like, tonight's dinner, you're not going to enjoy it because you're so worried about me. This is a big one. So this is, she described, if you've ever been to host in Ranelagh, this is the closest thing to it. Like, every time I say something, Nathan is writing something down.
What is it called?
St. Francis Provisions. It sounded like a charity shop. I go, where are we going?
Is it tiny? Man, I went there for breakfast. It's stunning.
Well, this was the problem. The places that you think are stunning aren't the places that I think are stunning. So this is, Claire was like, honestly, every time we'd pass in Kinsale, she'd go, oh, jeez, oh, God, what are we going to do with you? I go, stop worrying about me. I'll get something. And she goes, no, we need to fill you up. We need to fill you up.
We need to fan you like a pig.
So we went on a hike that day and we went to some pub. Oh, listen to this.
Yeah.
We went to this beach and we went on a hike and we ended up going to this pub in the middle of nowhere for food. And again, I got a chicken burger for lunch. Lunch doesn't count.
I'm retracting my point.
You're just trying to fill yourself up.
Graham, I have to say, this is one of my favorite places, St. Francis Provisions. This was the last time I was in Kinsale, and I just put up a picture in Kinsale. Someone that follows me, a randomer, DM'd me and went, hey, if you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, go to this place. You won't be disappointed. I got the nicest sausage roll and cheese toastie in my life in this place. So I can only imagine how mouth-watering the dinner is going to be. I'm actually salivating. So go on.
Well, the thing about this place, St. Francis Provision, is they change the menu every day.
Oh, of course they do. Yeah.
And they don't put the menu anywhere. So Claire was like stressed. Oh, geez, what did they have last night? And they put up a picture of the menu, but it was like all cut off. It was kind of like they uploaded it too big or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Claire, please stop worrying. I'll eat something. I'll have a couple of starters of bread or something like that. You want to go here, you enjoy it. So we went to this place. Sorry, going back to got the chicken burger in the middle of nowhere. And of course, no one's carrying cash anymore. And I went to pay. And I went up and I was like, hi, can I pay for whatever, table 30 outside? And she goes, oh, I don't know if you were told, but our card machine isn't working.
Oh, no.
So do you have any cash? I was like, no. And you're in the middle of nowhere. I go, no. Is there an ATM? She was like, no. I go, what are we going to do? She goes, what we've been doing is we've just been taking everyone's card details and writing them in this book. And I was like, okay. So can I get your card number, your expiry date, your CVV, and your name? And I'm just looking at this book of going, if fucking someone steals this book, you have so many card details. And it's fucking for days. She was flicking through. I go, oh, I don't
you got to trust, Graham.
I don't want to. But then
human.
As we left, Claire made a great point. She goes, just go back and take out your thing and put in your Revolut card. And then just put... But then I was like, oh, fuck. First of all, I don't want to go back in. And secondly... If you were a thief...
Yeah, you wouldn't give the correct card details.
No, if you were a thief stealing the book, this was my thought process, and you saw one of them scribbled out, that'd be the first one I'd go for.
Definitely not. I would go to the first one on the list. So what did you do?
I just left it in hope that no one... I hope someone destroyed the pages afterwards as well. I just fucking left a book hanging around.
Has
my details in it.
Has the money left the account, Graham?
Huh?
Has the money left the account?
I haven't checked.
Oh, you should.
I'll check now. I can't remember exactly what the name of the place... I'll figure it out. So dinner comes. We sit down.
Yeah. Outside area.
Actually, this is one of the places. I'm not saying, I'm 100% not saying that businesses have been helped by COVID, but certainly the pivot to outside has probably opened up a lot of businesses' eyes. Where this inside, you've been inside, it's tiny. Where outside was, they probably doubled their floor space. So in the future, obviously, outside is going to help them. Anyway, well, Lady Luck was shining on Claire McBride when the menu came out.
Burger.
Because on the main, no burger, a steak. €30 steak. Now I'm looking here and I'm thinking, I'm not miserable with my money by any means. I'm more than happy to spend my money. But all I'm thinking is, in these posh places, you pay huge money and you get the smallest portion.
You get bang for your buck.
Don't get bang for your buck at all. I want quantity over quality.
No, you like, don't.
All I was thinking was this tiny little round steak with maybe some pesto squeezed on the side, and that's it for 30 euro. But I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to complain. This Claire really wants to go. I go. I was excited about it.
And what bottle of rouge are we going for?
We just got a bottle of white.
Oh, lovely.
A bottle of white. And for starters, let me tell you this. Can't remember exactly what it was called, but you'll be able to know exactly what it's called. It's like mozzarella, but it's not. It begins with B.
Buffalo mozzarella?
No, like, it's not bruschetta, because I know that's bread, but it sounds like that. It's a different type of cheese that you we got bruschetta with it. That's the salty bread, isn't it?
Bruschetta is kind of like toasted bread, and they might have some tomato.
I'll ring clear here.
A different type of cheese beginning with the letter B. I'm thinking brie. Now put on loudspeaker.
It's not brie, but you will you? She won't be able to hear you though.
Yeah, but you just interpret what I'm saying.
That's okay.
So, what are we saying? It's a type of cheese.
It was gorgeous. It was a cheese that you spread on bread, and it was like a mozzarella cheese, but it wasn't. It began with B, and it was lovely, and I liked it. There was peppers on it, and there was pepper on it, and then there was this oil, because they came out with tomatoes. It comes out with tomatoes, Nathan. It comes out with tomatoes and a little bit of oil, and then the cheese. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm
talking
about.
I think it could have been buffalo mozzarella.
It wasn't buffalo mozzarella. 100% wasn't.
Feta?
It was a fancy name. No,
it was definitely B.
Yeah. Anyway, what was I going to say?
What was the main?
So,
steak then.
The main came out. I went to the waiter. I go, and listen to this. I go, I have the steak. Now, would you recommend, I never said this in my life before, would you recommend getting the potatoes as well on the side? Or like, what are we saying? He goes, I definitely recommend. But I'm thinking he's already upsold Claire. So I'm like, this fella, of course he's going to say that. Because Claire got the cheese thing, whatever it was. And then he goes, that goes beautiful with some bruschetta. I think, is it fucking free?
He's
no,
very
it's not.
Good, yeah.
So the bruschetta came out anyway. And how that was lovely. Then the steak came out. It was
Sublime.
Massive.
Medium rare.
It took up the whole plate. Medium. Took up the whole plate. Oh. The potatoes were cooked in goose fat.
Oh my God.
He's writing down.
We're going two nights in a row. Go on.
He's writing down again. You will love it there. Staff, fantastic. I can't remember if we got dessert.
You must have got a bit of sticky toffee pudding or something.
I don't think so.
No.
So, that was Kinsale. That was my food now.
What
out of 10, how would you rate my effort?
Look, I think the effort was good. I feel as a couple, both of you adapted to the problems that you faced. I've been watching a lot of Claire's Instagram. You've been swimming so much. What are the swimming points like in Kinsale?
There's a place called... Are you interested in going swimming?
Well, potentially.
There's a place... Oh, you're not going to Skull though, are you?
No.
Kinsale. Did we do swimming in Kinsale?
Did you leave Kinsale much, or did you just walk everywhere by foot?
No, we left Kinsale to go. There's this beach spot beside that place that took my car details and is going to... Do you know, they won't do it. They won't do it in the next few weeks. It'll be in a couple of months.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, I won't know what it is and I've forgotten. That's smart thieves. That's where they get you. I'll ask Claire later on today now. What the name of the beach spot? We did. So there's a beach there, and then you go left. And Claire thought we were going on this hike, and we should have known when at the very start of the hike you had to climb under a fence, and there was a sign there that says, "Farmer's land, do not trespass." And Claire said, "Oh, but I'm pretty sure I saw Roz Purcell go here." "Oh, it'll be fine." So we started walking through the side of this cliff. And there was a bit of a path, like people had been there before, but I presume it was the farmer that had been there before. Now, it does lead you to beautiful little enclaves, and that's where we went swimming, where this kind of, it looked like it was basically your own private beach. But Claire was convinced that there was a full walk to the edge of the far side of the cliff. But the grass was up to our heads. Now, we are small people, but it was tall grass. And I was like, are you sure? A part of the cliff in front of us, no word of a lie, had collapsed.
Oh my
God. So we had to climb over this mound right beside an electric fence beside where the farm was, and then climb out again where the cliff had kind of regained. And then we ended up getting to a dead end, saying, and there was another sign, and obviously it was such annoyance on the farmers, basically going, no, seriously, this is farmer's land, stop it, because I'm sure they're used to people trying to get into the private beaches. And Claire broke out in such bad hives and a rash because she was allergic to the grass that we walked through. And like, there was thorns going around us.
No.
I was like, are you sure that this is the walk? She's like, I'm pretty sure. I saw it on her
Instagram.
But I would say, if you want to go to a kind of a private dipping spot, go underneath, and it's, so you go, the beach is in front of you, you go to the left, you see the sign of do not trespass, you trespass, and then you kind of walk for maybe 3 minutes, and you'll see down to the right hand side a little beach, and it's unbelievable. So we went swimming there, but most of our swimming we did in Skull, because it's a place called Barley Cove. And it was the perfect one for me because, you know, we've talked about it multiple times here on the podcast that I don't like being out of my depth. But this was like, you walk out and it was such a gradual walk to where you were slowly, slowly, slowly getting deeper and deeper and deeper. But at such a slow rate that I could swim out, swim back, waves are coming in. And the way the beach was shaped, it would hit back off the bank and come back and hit you. It was actually unbelievable.
Graham, do you remember when you said the other week your story of nearly drowning? Last week, myself, Sean, and Becca went to Sea Point on Wednesday evening. It was absolutely gorgeous. Sean pointed to me the area where you had your incident. And I found it interesting as to why you guys were there, because Becca wouldn't be the best swimmer. Instead, we went on to the sand. Do you know what I mean?
So I'm going to go there next time, because I was seeing that, I could see a picture of Sean and Becca, and I saw the sand, and I go, which part of it is that? And I was like, okay, that sounds a lot better, because it seems like you can walk in gradually.
You can walk in gradually.
It does depend on the tide.
Yeah, I thought you'd much prefer that, but the only issue is there's a few rocks on the ground, so just be careful of walking.
But you see, the problem was, the day I nearly drowned, I was trying to be Johnny Big Bollocks.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's fine. And Claire was trying to subtly go, no, no, we can go. So that part of Sandy Cove, not Sandy Cove,
Sea Point,
where you're walking on the sand, there's another area on the far, far left, like beyond the castle area, where I go now, but I'm still not that confident there. But I'm now going to go to the far right.
Actually
went down there when we come back Sunday evening. And I was like, oh, the tide is out. I want to actually go down to Sea Point when the tide is out, so I can actually see the lay of the land. Because I only go down there when the tide is in, and I can't see like what the drops are and all that kind of stuff. And I'd be a lot more comfortable in my head if I knew where all the kind of sand areas were and all the rocks and stuff like that.
So I'm actually
going to go to the far right now.
It's beautiful there, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's more beautiful down in Cork, where there's not the constant fear of sewage being put into your mouth from the incinerator.
Did you meet Bailey in Cork, West Cork?
I didn't, because we were gone. So we left. Originally, we were supposed to go home on Saturday, but the weather was so good, and we had to cancel the Sunday previous because of my vaccine.
Yeah.
We decided, so we were originally supposed to go down on Sunday to a place called Gugain Barra, but because my vaccine was on Monday, we had to cancel that. We left on Monday instead, and then we extended it another day on the far side to gain our day back, and we went to Bantry. Wouldn't recommend staying in Bantry. So if you are thinking about it, nice to stop through to have a look at, and if the market is there, very nice. But I wouldn't recommend it as a town at all, because when you stay in Kinsale and you stay in Skull and they're so lovely, then you go to Bantry, you're like, different vibe here.
What's the vibe like?
Just not a holiday town vibe. Do you know, more of a, like, you know, when you go out, I kind of like going out in places where there's other tourists going out, and you're all on the same kind of buzz. But it was Bantry's more locals are out. And they're all kind of...
Were you holding...
All the locals are going to the pub, but it was also a Saturday night.
Do you remember you showed me before, if I ever feel scared to hold my keys in between my knuckles.
I never said that.
No, you said it on the podcast. No proof. About no proof if I'm ever nervous, hold the front door keys in between my knuckles. No, were you doing that in Bantry?
You can't prove that. So I no, I was open arms, of course, at a distance with my mask on. To all the locals.
Graham, before we wrap up, also Nick wants to chat to us for a second, so don't.
Yeah, I saw that.
What was I going to say? What's your plan this week? You're going to Cliffhat Lines, aren't you?
Cliffhat Lines tomorrow. Yeah, so we're heading out to Cliffhat Lines tomorrow. Is there a swimming pool there?
I hope so. I didn't
You've
go
been there.
Yeah, but I didn't go the last time. I literally just got a massage and dinner. Please go for the steak.
Is that I couldn't figure out where you were talking about the steak.
No, that's Cliffhat Lines.
I was in sale and I was going, where did he tell me to get the steak?
Cliffhat Lines.
It's Cliffhat Lines.
You'll love it, honestly.
I'll get the steak.
Big whopper steak. Cliffhat Lines, and then anything else do you have planned?
No, well, it's our... I don't know. What do you call an anniversary? Do you call anniversary the first time you met, or do you call anniversary when you asked to go out?
It's a really tough one, isn't it? I tend to do the first time we met.
Well, Saturday is 6 years.
6 years! Come on!
So we're going to go to El Cellar in Blackrock.
Oh, gorgeous.
Which is nice. Yeah,
do you know where I'm going on Sunday evening? One of my heroes, Anthony Bourdain, said it was the best meal he ever got when he was in Ireland. The
Roma Chipper on Camden Street.
No, the Chop House in Grand Canal. Have you ever been there? Oh, it says it's a gastro pub.
Did we not eat there, me and you?
I don't know if we did.
I vaguely remember me and you eating in Chop House because we used to work around there. I don't know why. Maybe it was after we got the zoo crew or something like that, or breakfast. Maybe we went. I remember.
Yeah, it actually does ring a bell. It doesn't ring a bell for dinner. Maybe it was more breakfast.
Maybe, you know, maybe a lunch or something, or maybe a few pints.
A few pints of the
quickly,
black stuff.
Round up. Skull was good. Ended up going. So Claire's friend was down there with her boyfriend. And
double date. Double date.
No, we met another couple for drinks and food.
And conversation.
No double dating.
Double.
For two nights.
You met up with...
Very unlike me, and I had a splendid time.
Who did you have more fun with? Which is the more fun couple, the double date?
Aoife and Paddy.
Fair enough. They sound good fun.
I'm trying to think of anything else.
I
was swimming like a fish.
When you were in Skull... Because Skull is where the murder happened, isn't it?
Yes, Sophie Tuscan de Plantier.
Did you follow any of the winding streets? Did you do any of that? Did you see the cottage?
We were discussing that. We were because me and Claire both have listened to the podcast and we both have watched Murder at the Cottage, so we both be very heavily invested in it. And we kind of took the decision that it would be a bit tacky.
Yeah, I think so.
If we went looking for the house and all that kind of stuff, but we did. So if you've watched or listened, you'll know about Clafada Bridge, what is a big part of it.
Is that the tall man with the hat?
The tall man was seen with the hat. Where we were just driving and I was watching Google Maps. And I was like, oh, Clafada Bridge. And it was kind of weird driving over because you've seen it so many times.
Scenario, Graham.
In the documentary.
Scenario. You're driving over the bridge and you just see me standing there with my thumb out. What would you do? Would you have an awful fright? And what if I said that was an elaborate prank we were doing on behalf of the breakfast show? That I followed
that you
out. You
were just there.
Just for your reaction.
I would love
and
it.
Becca,
so-
and Becca has set up a GoPro in your car so we get your actual natural reaction. So you're driving home at night and you just see me with a cowboy hat sticking out my thumb.
Oh, he's so funny. I will say, I'm not trying to be all like high and mighty here. I will say, I was on high alert for Ian Bailey.
Were you?
At one stage, Claire goes, you need to watch the traffic as opposed to looking out for Ian Bailey. Because it was Friday night and there was so, like, you can tell Skull is a place where people just go. And it's people who would, how would you describe them?
A lot of South dubs.
No, because a lot of English there as well. People who are of more of a eccentric taste would go there. People who wear cowboy hats and stuff like that.
Peacock, you know what I mean? Feathers attached to their hats, yeah.
Yes. So everywhere I looked, and he would always wear them in the documentary. So every time I saw a hat, I was like, oh, God. And it was Friday night, and there's two main pubs in Skull, and they're directly across from each other. And we were trying to get across the road because you couldn't pass through the pubs because they were so packed, so you had to go on the road. But I had no interest in the traffic. I was like a little dog looking up, trying to find Ian Bailey, but I couldn't find him.
Did you see Sinead O'Connor?
Didn't see Sinead O'Connor, but Claire reckons she saw Jules in a car.
Oh.
The wife or ex-wife or ex-partner.
Oh, that's interesting.
We'll say, so also when you're in Skull, when you're in Kinsale and the harbour is so beautiful and the whole town is situated around the harbour.
Yeah.
And I remember Sean telling Claire and I how beautiful Skull was and how, you know, maybe some night go down and, you know, maybe get a few cans and get some fish and chips and sit on the Skull Harbour.
Make love underneath the stars.
I was like, oh my God, Skull Harbour. I go, it's Claire, Kinsale has been so nice. But the way Sean is talking about Skull Harbour, it's going to be even more beautiful. How can this happen? And Claire's like, will we just chill? Do we have to go out and get ready? I go, get ready now. I want to go down and see Skull Harbour. It's right behind us.
It's a fairy tale.
Sean said it's beautiful. I go, don't want to be lying around the bed. And we went down and it smelled of fucking trout. The smell was like a dead beaver had been stuffed up a car exhaust inside the mouth of a mackerel. It was, and there's no pub, there's one pub which is attached to a place where they look after fish. It stank.
Oh my God.
I was like, and then occasionally a waft of this smell would go up to the town when you're sitting outside. What the fuck?
But the view, Graham, the view.
The view wasn't great now, to be honest. Skull Harbour is not that great. Or Pier, whatever it's called. And it's all these old fishing boats. And
could you see yourself live there full time? Like, could you imagine raising the kids in Kinsale?
Yeah.
Could you?
In Kinsale. You could in Kinsale, yeah.
Really?
That's what Claire kept on asking.
It's such a small town, though, Graham.
Sure, I grew up in a small town, and you're only you're half an hour outside of Cork. It's essentially like living in, Bray.
Yeah,
Kinsale, Bray, and then you're half an hour away from Dublin.
That's true. I'm trying to think if there's anything else you missed. Very quickly, we did a topic this morning that our boss Michael. Do you know the way he sometimes sends in a lot of good topic ideas for the breakfast show? And we just say, great idea, but we never do anything. On Sunday, I looked up in our WhatsApp chat search thread, because that's what we call a topic for the breakfast show. And I started gathering a lot of humdingers that he's put in over the years. And we did this morning, completely flew. And before you go, I'd like to hear your answer, okay?
Well, I heard it.
Oh, did you?
I was listening.
Were you actually listening?
I only listened for 5 minutes while I was making my coffee.
Well, what would you do? Okay,
this morning was the first morning I was up early because I wanted to go to the gym.
Okay.
But no, it actually sounded brilliant.
Yeah, wait, you're a burglar, but you can only steal things that mildly annoy your victims. What are you taking? What would you take?
I was honest to God, I was thinking about what would really annoy me. And it was, if someone took my coffee, I would be so annoyed.
Really?
There's nothing worse than when you go, and I heard the girl say the milk.
Yeah.
The milk is, it was a brilliant
Well,
one.
Someone kept,
you know,
taking
when you're
your
dying
milk.
For a coffee or you're dying for a cereal and you go and there's no milk, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
I heard the batteries in the remote and that would annoy me. But the worst was the milk, or I thought the coffee. I was like, oh
very good. Very good.
So annoying.
Well,
but man, sounding good, bro. Sounding good.
Appreciate
Don't need
it.
Me back anytime soon.
No. We look forward to having you back.
Do you know what? Can't wait to listen to last week's episode.
Will you listen?
I will, because I have to catch up and see what the...
Need catch up.
I will listen this week.
Yeah, he was a very sweet guy, Shane. Right, we're 58 minutes into this bad boy. Do you want to... Yeah, do you want to sign off like you always do for our listeners?
See you next week.
Oh, damn it, I hit the microphone. Thank you.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no pain.